Lord, be in the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts. I ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. Please do be seated. Behind me on the wall, close to the high altar, is a list of rectors of St. Bartholomew's in Ducklington, dating back 800 years. This building pays tribute to the congregations, the people, the community that have gone before us. The church is noted to be one of the first Saxon parishes in Oxfordshire, with the earliest part of the church dating back, I understand, to Norman times. Each generation has moulded and shaped the fabric of this building and left their mark. The pulpit, as I understand it, for example, was created by Reverend Thomas Farley, who was rector from 1836 to 1870. He was a skilled, I think you'll agree, amateur carpenter and made the pulpit from oak panels from Magdalen College, Oxford. To have my name on the list of rectors is an immense privilege and an honour. But as many of you long-standing residents know, rectors come and go. But the mission and ministry we share together in this place remains. The Great Commission of Christ in Ducklington is passed down from generation to generation. Together, we are part of this story. We have a place here as Christ's witnesses in Ducklington. We're called to represent Christ, to follow his leading, and to support the community, helping them find a place of belonging as part of Christ's church community. I wonder, how has your life changed through worshipping in this beautiful, sacred space? And as a result of being a part of God's people here in Ducklington, how then do we demonstrate that change in our lives to those around us? We're called to serve God in whatever situation God places us in. We are his witnesses and God's servants who he has chosen. Tomorrow at the Flower Festival, we will be witnesses to God as we serve tea and coffee and cakes. It was as a result of apostles like Bartholomew that the gospel reached our shores, forging shoots of faith and seeds of hope throughout our land. We're guided by the truth of God. So what do we need to be the people we are called to be? How do we connect more deeply with God? And how do we find God in the midst of our lives so that we can become all that God has called us to be? We journey together as the baptized people of God here at St. Bartholomew's. We are part of the history here, formed by the people present and the people who have gone before us. We are Christ's witnesses, and we carry on the call to serve our loving Heavenly Father. We're called to tell of his greatness from one generation to another, to show his love, abundant kindness, and his grace. Bartholomew encourages us to preach boldly and to share the good news of the gospel. So my prayer is that the Holy Spirit will fill us again, giving us strength as Christ's witnesses to proclaim his truth for this generation. We're called to tell of his greatness, to share the story of God's redeeming love and his abundant kindness and grace. The apostles were ordinary people. They lived ordinary, simple lives. But when they met with Christ, everything changed. They left all that they knew and followed him. This virtue of obedience was at the heart of who they were. They might have struggled with doubt like Thomas, or cynicism like Bartholomew, but when they met with the risen Christ, everything changed. Apostles like Bartholomew are the unlikely people called and used by God to spread his word throughout the nations. So as we remember the Apostle St. Bartholomew today, may we be challenged by his obedience and service to tell of God's greatness and be faithful witnesses to his glory. May the history of this place and those that have gone before us in Christ cause us to reflect upon our own lives and purposes as we continue the mission and ministry in Christ's name. Let us pray. May our church be a house of prayer and blessing, of quietness and peace, a centre of faith throughout generations. May its tranquility bring God's peace to our hearts, and its stones speak of his glory. Amen.